Right now, schools get extra money for each low-income student they enroll in the SAGE program. To comply, they have to keep class sizes no larger than 18 students between kindergarten and third grades. A plan by Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson would let schools ignore those requirements for second and third grade students. Olson says schools are asking for that flexibility.
Schools have said, you either give us the flexibility or the program goes away.
But Democrats, including Milwaukee Senator Lena Taylor, said the changes would weaken a program that's been proven to help kids.
If we change the program too far, you know, it's, you know, like my grandmother's homemade bread. You know, if you don't put the right ingredients in, you just don't get the same outcome.
Olson's bill also made several other changes, including one that would let schools use the results of standardized tests as one factor they consider when deciding whether to fire a teacher. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.